Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen Empowered Communication Call-In Show on LA Talk Radio. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen's Want Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that has been supporting the groundbreaking relationship work of our own well-renowned psychotherapist, Dr. Pat Allen, for more than 50 years. Tonight we have Dr. Pat Allen on, and we also have Patricia Eltage. Patricia Eltage has been working with Dr. Allen for the past 25 years, as she will be helping Dr. Allen as Dr. Pat is transitioning into retirement. Before we get started, please write down the call-in numbers to get your answers and guidance on relationship questions and answers. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Again, 232-203-0815. If you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and he'll call you back. Please make sure you pick up the callback number and also enter the number into your contact so it doesn't go to spam. I just want to tell you a little bit about the Want Institute offers help and guidance with communication tools, and we currently offer ongoing monthly ladies groups facilitated by Dr. Pat, myself, and Kelly Ward. If you want information regarding the monthly ladies groups, please email me at info@drpatallen.com or call the office at 949-723-0338 to sign up. And now let me introduce you to Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat, are you there?
I'm here and I'm loving it. I'm back.
Yes, you are. You've been very busy. Do you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about the Want Institute and also tell us a little bit about your monthly ladies groups and what you do in those groups?
Will do. 50 years ago, 1974, I opened up the Want Institute because I was studying to be not only a marriage family therapist, but also a transactional analyst. And I've learned over the years that women in particular are designed brain-wise to feel good, especially when they're communicating with men.
Oh, we had a technical difficulty. Let's see if we can get her back. Dr. Allen was talking about when she started the Want Institute. She will be signing in here in a minute. Sorry about this technical difficulty. Are you? Anyway, the Want Institute, as I said before, Dr. Pat offers monthly ladies groups. We currently will be starting to do some enrollment for March. So if you're interested, it's a 4-week group once a week. Oh, here she is. Are you there, Dr. Pat?
Oh. This is Dr. Pat Allen.
Uh-oh. Well, what I'll talk a little bit about is Dr. Pat and myself, we offer the monthly ladies groups. It's limited to 5 ladies in the groups, and each lady works with Dr. Allen for 15 minutes. It's ongoing for once a week for 4 weeks. It's very reasonable. I believe hers is $200 per month, and then the current ladies get first option to continue. I have some group openings in March if you're interested as well. Mine are limited to 4 ladies, and I charge $160 for the group. Let's see if we can get her on again.
This is Dr. Pat.
Oh, I think we might have lost her for today. Patricia, are you there? Oh. Patricia,
I am indeed. I'm here waiting in the wings to get you.
Okay, I'm going. Hopefully we can get her. I think she might be thinking she's still talking. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, she's in the hills and there's cellular issues and there. So
yeah, go ahead and do some talking. I'm going to see if I can reach her and have her call into the station.
Okay, well, we were talking. the scripts and she was starting to talk about, Dr. Allen was starting to talk about transactional analysis. I'm a transactional analyst myself, and we do scripts, life scripts for people. And that gets into, we send out a questionnaire. You fill about 27 questions and you work on that on your own and then come to us, and we get down and dig into the stuff that made you, you. And so those, the script gets into the programs that have been downloaded to us from the time we were born, even in utero. So that's from our parents, our schools, our churches, the media, our friends, teachers, etc. So we get it, lay it all out, dig down deep, and find out what stuff that was downloaded to you that no longer serves you. So then we help you decide what you want to keep and what you want to eliminate in terms of your behaviors, your attitudes, your thinking, your bad feelings. And it's a very, really great systematic way of getting rid of the stuff that no longer serves you. But you got to know what it is first. And that's the script work. And then the groups are talking about communication skills. Sue and Kelly and Dr. Pat do the ladies' groups, and I do privates, where we teach people communication skills. And those are Dr. Pat Allen's very, very useful, beyond useful. Her doctoral work has created these tools, these simplified tools of a communication, so people, men and women, can have healthy relationships and communicate in a healthy way between each other. And the people decide where they want to come from. Do they want to come from their masculine energy or their feminine energy? And at any given time, since we all have both energies in us, we decide if we want to come from our head, our masculine, or if we want to come from our feelings, our heart, our gut.
Yeah.
So go ahead. There you are.
Oh, okay. I'm here. I was just going to say, I'm trying to reach Pat on the back, but I think her phone is not working in the area. But we can take callers now. So if you're out there listening, please feel free to call in 323-203-0815. And thank you for advertising. Please tell us a little bit about you. I was going to tell them about you and your work with Dr. Allen, and you'll be helping do the questions and answers. And also stay tuned at 5 o'clock. Patricia Eltage will be doing dream interpretation. Oh, we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello. What can I do for you this evening or afternoon?
My goodness. It's been a crazy week.
Well, that's okay. Is that a good crazy or bad crazy? Let's get into it.
It's fine. Okay. So, obviously I call all the time. But I've gone through a breakup. I thought everything is fine. But now I just find myself very aggressive and angry about the whole situation.
The whole situation of your breakup, you mean?
Yeah, I just I understand that when people break up, they usually don't tend to stay friends. But it's he's just a mean person.
Well,
and I'm just angry. I'm angry that we can't be friends.
Right? Well, let me just tell you something. First of all, you can't really be friends until you each have new lovers. And that's just the way it works. So that being said, your anger issues just tells me that you still care. And if you were really fully done, you would be apathetic. Because the sign of really being done is apathy and empathy. So you feel apathetic, like good, go with God and goodbye. And I feel for that person, that he couldn't get it. But if you still have any kind of emotions, even if it's anger, that's a strong emotion. That's the other side of the coin of love. So you still have some energy attached to this person. So when you have fully processed the breakup, you won't have energy one way or the other. This way, remember this, that you really can't be friends yet until you each have new lovers. And that's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because, yeah, he told me he met someone else. So that's probably why.
Well, maybe it's time for you to meet someone else.
Okay.
Are you working on that?
No, because I really don't. I'm, like, working on myself this year.
Okay,
like,
hallelujah.
I'm not open to it, but, yeah, I'm just really working on myself.
Okay. You love you first, then. You love you, and the right person, when you're receptive, will come into your world.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. But your anger, just process it. Be okay with having feel your feelings. Feelings aren't negotiable, and they just are. So you're acknowledging that you still have feelings for him, even if they're negative ones. And that's okay. Enough to acknowledge. Write it in your journal and put it in your dream book. I hope you have a dream book. And write down some little question for your dream world, what you want resolved. Say, you can pose this to yourself. How can I resolve my anger issues with this person?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, caller. I think we're going to try and call Dr. Pat again to see if she'll pick up again. Hopefully we can get her.
Okay, I hope.
No, we had a problem before with the radio show. We're working on trying to eliminate what the problem is with her phone line. I know that she's been having a problem in the past on the radio show. Process of elimination. Let's see if we can get her on the phone again and have her keep it short and simple in case it goes off again.
We'll give it another go if we get her.
Take it in segments.
We'll take it in segments, however we can get it.
Yeah. I'll tell. Oh, let's see if she... I think she got kicked off again. No. I just don't know what it is with her phone.
Too many buttons to choose from.
Okay, well, we can take some... I'll do my best to talk about the ladies' groups. The ladies' groups... Dr. Pat's, as I said before, the WAN Institute helps ladies with dating and communication. So the premise of the ladies' groups is we help you with your online dating profiles. We help you look for Dr. Allen's duty dating. We have somebody on the call. You're on the call. Do you have a question for Patricia?
Yes, I do. Hi, Patricia.
Hello, hello.
Hi, hi. So I do have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm following up for last week, how I only responded in kind since this amends that has been going on for like a month. And I've been using the tools and only responding in kind, like you said. Mm-hmm. The last text was, he sent you messages me and I said, I miss you. And that was it. Responded in kind. And then I did get a text that said this, and I just don't know how to react, but he sent me a text that said, I hope all is well and good and you're feeling good.
Oh, we like that. He checks in with your feelings. Okay, that's a step forward.
Okay, so I had a major crux position because I quite didn't know. I wasn't feeling good that day when he sent me that message. I was crying and feeling really depressed and sad about not having him on my life, and I didn't know how to respond.
Was it a question or he said, I hope you're feeling good?
It was a statement.
A statement. Well, if you want to respond to that one, you can say, I'm working towards that.
Right. That's very nice. I like that because that's truthful.
That is truthful. I want you to come from your truth without going into drama.
Right. Right. So that's where I'm going to go with that. I just said, thank you. I appreciate the message. It's all good to hear from you. I hope you're feeling good too. That's what I wrote.
I hope your things are going well for you would be an answer to a masculine man.
Yeah.
Not feeling.
Okay. And then he said, yeah, most of the time, but it's hard sometimes too. So it's all in between. And I said,
good.
I'm happy that you're feeling good.
Don't keep talking about his feelings, please.
Okay. That's true. Okay. So
I hope things are going well for you. Going, doing.
Okay. Going and doing. Okay. I'm making notes of this. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then on Valentine's Day, I did reach out and I did a ritual. I sent him a ritual thing for Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited till about 10 in the morning, thinking he might have sent me one before, but he didn't. But I just sent him a gift, like a card that I sent all of my other friends, male and female, you know,
kind
of thing.
Right. And like a gif. Uh-huh.
I said happy, but I did say happy Valentine's Day, handsome. I did say that.
Good.
Yeah, I did say that. That made it different. I didn't call my other friends handsome, but still. Yeah, it was the same card that I sent my mom. I mean, I sent my family and everyone. It was a very nice card. And then I wrote, happy Valentine's Day, handsome. And he wrote back, thanks you, beautiful, wonderful, sweet, amazing lady. I miss you.
End of period. Was that the end of it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's what he sent me.
Okay. Well, and I miss you too. It would have been okay to say, and I miss you too.
No, he wrote, thanks you, beautiful, wonderful, sweet, amazing lady, for the Valentine's card I sent him.
Yes.
You know, on the text. And he said, I miss you.
Then you answered to that. Uh-huh.
And I answered to that, and I said, thank you, that made me smile and made my day. Miss you too.
Good, perfect.
And that's it.
Well done. Good.
Really?
Well done, but just remember not to keep asking him about his feelings.
Right. And then what do I do now, though? Because it's been a
nothing. It's like, called patience. Patient, passive, receptive. Look up the definition of each of those words, please, and really understand the depth of each of those words that are from the feminine position.
Uh-huh.
Patience, look it up, and contemplate on it, meditate on patience and the complete meaning of patience. Passive. Okay. Meditate on the word passive and all of its meanings. Receptive. Right. Meditate on the meanings of these words so you understand.
I do, but I go between that. No, and I will, thank you for that suggestion. I will, and I'll keep looking them up, and I will again. But like, I'm craving to talk to him on the phone. I'm just going,
that's your masculine. That's you. That's the little evil man inside of you going, hey, I want, I need.
But we haven't spoken since the night we had the fight, and since the, not really a fight, but he kind of went crazy-ish.
How long ago was that?
Like over 2 months now, 2.5 months. I haven't.
Two and a half months. And how old is he again?
34.
He's only 34. Okay. Well, you're just starting over as if it's a new person that you start. So you're starting over from scratch, just so you know, at that point. After 8 weeks, you're starting over. It's been more than eight weeks, right?
No, but the hi-bi letter I only sent a month ago. So he knew my...
Oh, the hi-bi letter was only a month ago. Okay, darling.
Not a hi-bi. The amends. So I dumped him. So he only knew my true intention of my feelings for having that a month ago.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You've got another month ago. Contemplating and meditating on patient, passive, and receptive. Not, I want, I need.
Even though I'm craving to hear his voice. I just want to talk on the phone.
You can't. Want. You used the word want just now. Did you hear yourself?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I want to.
I want. I want you to start meditating on patience and passive and receptive.
Okay.
Mainly patience and passive.
Yeah, that's for
you.
For me. And do you think it's sign that he hasn't wanted to talk on the phone, that he just sends these, like, cryptic texts, like, I'm sorry,
no,
I miss you?
No. I think he's testing to see how aggressive you're going to be.
And what if he's unsure, like, genuinely just unsure how I feel?
We don't play mind games. We don't mind read.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
Go about your business, entertain yourself. Please, go date. Go have some dates. Go have some coffee dates.
I'm trying, but, like, how come, like, when he wrote after the amends letter, he wrote back 10 minutes later saying we should talk when I get back into town? And he's been in town, like, 3 weeks now, and he still hasn't made any initiation to talk about it.
When you back off of your inner wanting, something may happen. You have to get off of your wanting.
I have been. It's just the last few days have been really hard, and I'm watching the clock thinking how much time I have.
Stop it. I want you...
He'll reach out to you when he's ready, not when you want him to.
I know. It's just, I just want to hear his voice. I feel like he was...
Ron, stop saying that. I don't want to hear the word want out of your mouth anymore.
Okay. What do you make, then, of this text message when I sent him that Valentine's? It was very just PG that I sent to everyone. And he wrote back, thank you, sweet, amazing, beautiful lady. I missed you. Like, what's that about?
Take when men... say something to you or write something to you, take it for face value. There's nothing to read into that but the truth.
Oh, he just meant that for the time. He wasn't thinking, oh, I want to be back with you. He's just saying it because he knows.
I wish you would stop for thinking future forecasting. Take it for that moment that he felt that way in that moment, that he thought of saying that in that moment, and he thinks you're an amazing, beautiful person, and he wanted to tell you that.
Okay.
And you femininely received that nicely.
Okay. Thank you.
Call us back next week and let's see what the update. And remember, no wanting. Okay. Be patient.
No wanting.
Just sit back. Keep yourself busy.
Okay, I still have his stuff here, and I'm looking at a tenant coming to look at the room tonight. I have a tenant coming to look, and I've been keeping it here, like you said. If I can still live with it, just have it around me, and I have. But there's a tenant that might move in within the next week.
Then you put it away. Put it away. Pack it in boxes and put it. Do you have a storage or a garage or somewhere where you can put it?
No, there's bikes and bags and stuff. It will be in the way. But I'll put it away for another week and we'll see what happens. I think we'll ask for another week.
Okay, check in with us next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Patricia. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.
It's the wanting, Sue. Well, it's the wanting.
I know it. It's that, you know, it's wanting is the energy about the future, direction, leadership, control. You know, vision driven, that's the hardest thing for women. They want it now and they want it their way. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a question?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh, you called the radio show. You don't have a question?
I did call the radio show, but I just want to listen today.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you go and you can listen. We've got a call in here. So thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. That was a little strange.
Oh, I don't know what to make of it. Live radio. That's what you get.
I don't know. A little confusion here. We have a couple more callers in the queue, so I'm sure Sam will be calling. Here we go. Caller, do you have a question?
Hello. Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, great. So I have been duty dating for a while. I like to be in the passive role, and it's taking a while to find someone that really wants to be the leadership kind of position and is someone I look up to and that I have attraction to. So I did recently find someone that I was very attracted to, but he seems very shy and like kind of young and maybe a little less experienced. So I'm trying to keep the ball in his court.
Good.
And have him reach out to me. Like, I did notice it's also complicated because I run a meetup for like kind of a career sort of thing. And so I'm very like forward and dynamic because it's work related. And that's how I met this man. But he would approach me and he would talk to me. And then by the end of the night, I was asking his advice on where we should host the events.
Excellent.
And so he gave me some feedback and he said, I can get your number if you want. And then I can give you some suggestions. And I said, well, that's great. I'd love to hear. So we went ahead and did that. And he reached out the next day. But after that, I haven't really heard back from him. And it's been very strictly like event oriented. And I'm not sure what he wants from me.
So you don't get to know what he wants until he asks for it.
Okay.
So we don't play mind reading games. They're good. A man will eventually ask for what he wants. If he's shy, you will be inviting enough and passive enough and smiling enough and small talk that you have, you'll just seem like an inviting, nice, happy person.
Okay. If it's at an event I'm throwing, should I still approach him or should I let him approach me? It's
the way you get him to approach you is to smile at him and even nod your head upwards. Like you smile at him and give a nod your head up, not like down, but give a little smile and an upward nod. And that's inviting someone to come towards you.
Okay, I can do that. I've done that.
Very good.
So there's another single man that's interested in me, and he's recently really turned me off, but he's been fairly persistent. And so I wanted to ask, how many chances should you give? Like, should you give someone a chance even if they've really turned you off?
How did he turn you off? I want to hear how he turned you off.
Well, I was really sick and he was corresponding with me and he said...
Texting, okay.
He only texts me.
Okay.
And so he texted me something along the lines of, because I told him I hadn't been drinking and that I was staying away from alcohol and sugar for my New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked him if that was okay with him, and he said yes. And then he made a really bad joke about like drinking too much and that I would take care of him. And then
he made a joke about himself possibly drinking too much?
Yeah, he said something like, you can take care of me when I drink too much. And then
the joke.
Yeah. And then I was like, red flag. And then
What do you mean? You said something then when he said that?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, that's kind of a red flag.
No, that's judgmental. You're not his school marm. You're not his mother. You're his mother superior. Please, that's a value judgment. It's just okay. let it blow by you like a fart. A polite thing to do with a fart is to ignore it.
Right. So I did it.
Guys say stupid things. I'm teaching you something right now, though, for the future. Sometimes they say stupid things, and you just let it go by. Like they're farting out of their mouth. Come on.
Yeah, so I understand that. But then he responded to that comment, that text I wrote back, with a huge paragraph. And he just started.
He felt like he was mothered, and he hated the feeling. You scolded him. He hated it. I don't blame him. Men don't want to be scolded by. They already had a mother. They don't need a new mother.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay.
So after that, it's just been very, off. I'm not really...
He didn't turn you off, dear. You turned him off. You turned him off first. He made it very clear that he doesn't want... to be scolded when he makes a joke.
Right. Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay, good.
So I don't really know.
You don't have to know anything. Just beep now. You don't do anything other than if you could text back and forth, you can back off and not be a bitch and act like somebody's mother.
Okay. That was the other scenario I wanted to walk through.
Good. Well, keep going out there. Find some other people to practice with so that you can practice. And that's what the ladies groups are all about, is healthy communication skills. So think about joining a ladies group and to get some of this down on a regular basis, and keep calling in with your scenarios. I love it. That's the only way people and other people are learning from whoever shares on the radio here. Other people get the message too. So you're doing a service by sharing.
Okay. Well, thank you for your feedback.
Great, great questions. Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. Call us back next week and give us an update.
Great, bye.
Bye.
That's just it. When guys often say silly things, that's just,
they say stupid things, and then the ladies go right into criticizing them, and it's just like you said, like a fart. Ignore it. I always tell the ladies, keep it in the back of your head and mark an X on the board when you see them again. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. It's a question generally about communication with people. I have been your student for several years, student of your communication tools, and I've been applying them in my everyday life.
Good.
However, I noticed, those tools, they work great. I gained a lot of confidence using them, and I get what I want. And
isn't that fabulous? Wonderful.
Yes, in a very non-threatening way, that seems to mean in a very assertive way. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely working for me. However, what I noticed, and that's my question is related to that issue that I have, I did notice on several occasions that it actually annoys people in certain ways on some occasions, like they do not expect such a calm and, response or like, respectful to their demands or requests. And I've been told many times that it's actually like too confident of the communication on my side. So my question for you is, like, have you heard those comments also, like, people who are using your tools, they are just so non-threatening, like, different types of communicators that other people who do not know your techniques are just taken aback and...
They're not used to it. They're used to watching reality shows where everybody screams and swears at each other. It's just...
Exactly. Yes, so my question is, like, how to handle those situations when, you know, I'm respectful because I'm using your tools and, again, they work and I get from people, and because I would communicate the way you teach, you know, people give me what I want, what I ask, like there's no other really option, right? Mm-hmm. And then, yes, their communication styles are kind of inviting to bickering, or they expect a response, as you said.
A negative response is what they do because they watch too much television.
Yeah, so how do I handle situations like that, or how do I, like, explain to myself,
nothing. Like, what are they saying? Give me a scenario. Is there some words that come to you? Tones, gestures, and postures, or words?
It's more like in a work-related environment where there's lots of communication happening via emails, and, you know, they're going back and forth, and people, you know, make their demands and towards me, of course, to do their job. But, you know, they are not using the tools that I know from you, right? So when they, like, send me an email, which is, it's just maybe, like, rude or,
abrupt. The signs of a loser, let me tell you how you can recognize signs of loser talk or loser communication. It's condescension, up or down.
Right.
It's abruptness. It's secretive, and it's evasive.
Exactly.
So all of those words represent, and when you hear words that sound like those coming out of someone, whether it be on an email, a text, they are not skilled at healthy communication. That's a right. sign of loser. Loser talk, we call it.
Right. I totally agree. And again, I've got the full awareness, you know, again, being taught by Dr. Pata mm-hmm. and by mm-hmm. you ladies, you know, I mm-hmm. have the full awareness of the situation and what's happening. So for example, someone sent me like an email with those types of communications as you just described. And, you know, right now, again, I know what they are trying to achieve and why they are communicating in such a way. So I'm responding always using your tools, like, you know, making them right for whenever they were wrong and, you know, being respectful, right? And, you know, like giving them their place if those are people above me. But, you know, then they are really taken aback that I took it like just so...
So mature. So mature.
Right, exactly.
And let me tell you something. Eventually...
And didn't start fighting, you know. So
that's all you can do is show live your life by example. That's all we can do is be an example and be yeah. true to the system that we know is a healthier system than bickering and loser talk.
Right, right. Yes, I totally agree. Yeah, I just wasn't sure, like, you know, because I admit that even though I know better, and again, I strongly support your tools, you know, and again, they work for me every single time, but, you know, then when I get a feedback, like, you know, or you didn't fall for those, like, little fights, right? You know,
oh, somebody actually says that? Somebody actually says that to you?
Yeah,
just say, thank you. Just say, well, thank you. Just say thank you. I like to stay on track.
Okay.
I like staying on track and not going sideways with people.
Yes, that's what I try to do. Never really argue about anything at this point anymore because, yeah, I know that there are those techniques that you ladies...
There's no future in it. It doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just emotional. Yeah. It's emotional. And that if you're especially in a work situation, you don't want to go emotional.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. I totally agree. Again, I just wanted to ask you if there was another tool that you would be aware of, I could use in those situations when someone, you know, kind of tells me that it was like so good that
all you can do is say thank you. All you can do is say thank you. If they mention that how well you handled that or how did you do that when they did this, you just say, well, I try to stay grounded. That's all you can say. Just say, I try to stay grounded.
That's a good response. Yes, because it was kind of starting to get into me. But, you know, I know I'm doing
I well, hear you. I sometimes that. It's very hard.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you for taking my call and kind of explaining the situation on this point. But yeah,
thank
your
you.
Tools are amazing. And they
thank you for practicing these tools and being an example for whoever you're dealing with. Bless you for that.
Yes, doing my best. Well, thank you, ladies. I just wanted to
thank you for calling
on that situation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
For all the new listeners, we had Dr. Allen on in the beginning and her phone was cutting off. We're going to have her back on next week. I'm going to see about getting her a different phone. I don't know if it's her area she's cutting off or the phone, but we'll get her back on and she can explain the WAN Institute. And then also I could tell you about a little bit. She could tell you what she does in her ladies groups. I could tell you the general format. Basically, we help make better dating decisions, understand the difference between the masculine and feminine energy, why you must never argue with a man, why you should never have sex before a man until you get a commitment from him, and how to get out of the frustrating and disappointing feelings when you date. Like most of our callers, you know, the feminine ladies they're masculine trying to be feminine, are very impatient. And Dr. Allen walks you through, and I also walk you through, to help you communicate with the man so that he's the leader and you're the receiver, which is very important. We don't want you leaning in, chasing, or controlling. We want you to lean back and receive and be available. So with that, Patricia, do you have anything to say?
Well, you can always call back and tell us how the situation worked out when we give a tool, when we help you with a situation. That's just wonderful for us to hear how it works out when you use the tools.
That was a great caller about, you know, there's so many people out there doing emotional communication. I heard a statistic, there's a lot more road rage today. People are just, they're angry. it's kind of sad.
Well, we're trying to teach people to stay grounded and use rational communication tools. And with practice, at first, sometimes when you're practicing new ways that you didn't learn when you grew up, you and watching TV and your other role models, it feels awkward sometimes in the beginning. And then, like anything, it gets easier and becomes natural.
It does. It's first you have to be aware that, you know, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. I have a question. I am engaged. I'm very grateful to Dr. Kat.
Yay!
Yes, success. The question is that I spend a lot of time with him. I'm so happy to spend the time all weekend. I am having a hard time finding time to do the things like go to the gym, sometimes laundry. I do that at his place. What can I do? I mean, once we're married and together, I'll have all the time in the world because I'll see him every day.
Are you not living together at this time?
Not yet. Maybe like in another 3 months. Talking about it.
Okay. Well, this is time structuring. You still need to structure your time because we don't want to start any kind of resentment on your part. So you have to love yourself first before you can love someone else. So don't start neglecting the things that make you feel good, because that's what will keep you feminine, is when you feel good. As Dr. Allen always says, women need to feel good before they can do good. Men need to do good before they feel good. So for you, you need to make sure you continue feeling good. And if that means keeping your scheduled times at the gym and the things you need to do, you will be there. You will have more to give back. So what else is it that you are sensing?
Do you think, because I'm with him all weekend long, I mean, we're together all weekend long, do you think just taking an hour away to go join a gym, because I'm at his home?
Well, you can go to the gym during the week, can't you?
I do, but sometimes I don't have time to do that. I don't want to take away from the...
You don't want to take a time away from him since you're not living together, and that's your time together. We talk about when we start working on relationships, we have something I like to do with people is a relationship contract, which is a relationship agreements, time, space, money, and play. And sounds like at some point you guys are going to be ready for that, and you can call and we do that kind of work. And you do time and structuring in all those areas. And it doesn't mean right now you're engaged, so you say right now your time structuring is you spend the weekends with him. So you've already designated that time for him. But it's okay if you need to go take a walk. I'm going for a morning walk, or I'm going to take a bath, but do your girly stuff or your other personal things during the week when you haven't designated the time for him.
Got it. Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations, and take good care of yourself, because that's a very big component when sometimes women neglect themselves to spend the time with the man, which is great, but make sure you are feeling good first.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. For any callers out there, we take all callers. If you have a communication problem, we take all calls. It does not have to be just about relationships. We can handle if you have a work situation with the coworker, if you have a situation with a parent, if you want child rearing help, how to talk to your teenagers and children. It does not have to be about communication, so please feel free to call us.
With relationships. We do communication for all relationships.
Yes, all relationships, mm-hmm. Not just personal
not just romantic relationships.
Not intimate romantic ones. Again, our number is 323-203-0815. We've got about 15 more minutes before we're going to start the second half with Patricia Eltinge conducting dream interpretation.
Yay! So
very, very exciting. Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a call? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello. Yes, I have a question. It has to do with communication, and it's about an issue that happened at a local church that I occasionally attend. And so what the situation is that I had invited a couple, because it was a couple seminar, and this lady that is, you know, it was the one that I invited, apparently took the privilege to invite another couple that she also knows, okay? And so we all sat at the same table amongst, you know, the other people. But the question is, the other couple that was there, this woman, I had seen her before. I mean, I know who she is and everything, and she's actually a former coworker. In fact, the lady I invited was also a former coworker. Actually, my husband. And what happened was after the seminar, this other lady came up to my husband and said, "Oh, you go to church now? Well, when did you start? Are you a believer? Are you a real Christian? Did you know that you're supposed to believe in, you know, and claim the faith that you believe in Jesus Christ and that he died for your sins? And do you accept?" And my husband was like, and I actually was shocked. I'm like, whoa, where is this coming from? And I thought, I couldn't understand. This person just came across very accusatory. And I basically just said, excuse me, but, you know, for one thing, I told her, I said, look, I said, this isn't the place to talk about, you know, especially when you're amongst other people. And I thought, where in the heck did this
okay, here's what
come
we
from?
Do. You this tools go for every kind of relationship communication. In this case, you say, thank you for your input. However, we're heading over here right now. Thanks again. You have to walk away from that. That is just, that was a invasion in a way of your space.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You would say, thank you. You say, thank you. Thank you for your input. Oh, someone's calling us over here. You know, it's a lie for love. You just got to get away.
Right. Okay. Well, the situation.
You're not going
to
go head to head with that person. That's for sure.
No. I completely agree with you.
And your poor husband, he'll probably never want to go back with you.
not with them.
Not real soon.
But here's the deal. We actually do enjoy listening to the speaker, this facilitator that is on a monthly basis. Oh. And we've been going for the last 3 or 4 months, okay? So it's good. I mean, it's not necessarily for churchy people. It's just basic communication skills,
right.
You know, amongst
right.
couples and all that. Which
nice.
Is, I love communication and, you know, learning better ways to just do life better.
So well, there are times when you just have to find the exit sign, okay?
Yeah, thank you. So here's the deal. This next month, we plan on going again. Mm-hmm. Well, the lady that I had originally invited, she's already asking, oh, are you guys going again next month? And I didn't say anything. I just said, "Oh, we're not sure."
I'll call her the intruder. Yes.
No, she's not. I don't have her phone number. She doesn't have. Okay. I don't even hardly know her.
All right.
So the lady that I originally I invited, she has already texted me saying that they're going next month, and I have a good hunch that she's going to invite this other couple. Because she doesn't know. She wasn't there at the time that this incident happened after the seminar. So I do not want to sit with them at all. And my feeling is just to tell them, look, I'm just going to kind of be vague and say, look, I don't know if we're going or not. And
that's a lie for love. That's a fair thing to do.
Right. And
also, like I said, you can always go late and they've already taken their seats and you guys sit in the back.
Right. Okay. The other option I thought was we can sit in the front. Way before they even get there, because she's a late summer anyway.
You know how to navigate this. You sound like a smart lady. You know how to navigate it to avoid the intruder.
Exactly. So my question is, if I happen to run into them, let's just say, for example, I'm just speculating, if I run into them again and she invites that other couple, what do you think is the best response, or just say, oh, funny seeing you here, or or just like, oh, I didn't think you were coming.
No, you don't have to say anything. Just go, nothing. Wait till they say something to you and you go, hello, nothing. Just nod. The fewer words, the better, especially no words. You don't have to speak.
Okay.
Who says you have to speak?
Okay.
Sometimes the best communication is nonverbal.
Okay.
You know, tones, gestures, and postures are 80% of communication.
That's right. You're absolutely 100% right. And I think that that's something it comes up to, even like in my, can I ask a second question?
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to language barriers, because I work in a place where there are people that speak a different language than obviously than English. Mm-hmm. And when we have new hires come on board, many of them do not speak, you know, other languages except for English.
Right.
There tends to be sometimes a click amongst those that speak their own language, you know, their own, because that's familiar to them, which is fine. I don't have a problem.
Right.
But what are your ways of communicating if you're, because for example, I'm going to be a trainer and I need to basically navigate people through their daily course of what they're hired to do for their new role. But maybe
I always interact. I understand, but you know what their languages are. Tell me what some of the languages are.
Basically, it's Spanish.
And, okay, learn a few words in Spanish. It's easy to learn just a handful of words in Spanish, and that opens the door. That makes people comfortable, even if you're speaking English to give the instructions. Mm-hmm. When you say hello in Spanish, Buenos dias, oh, and your name, ¿cómo se llama? Learn a few basics, and it makes people comfortable.
Very good. Okay.
In the beginning, then you do your teachings, but that small gesture, that small effort opens the door.
Right. I think because then people feel, like you said, they're more comfortable with, you know, just the fact that it kind of breaks the ice.
It breaks the ice and shows that you made an effort.
Okay. Really,
that's great.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate your answer. I really am. And I'll let you know what happens if I run into these people next month.
Yeah, call us back and let us know what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now when we were talking about the, thank you, caller, the other, about a lie for love, I want to expand on that. The lie for love is a little white lie when you don't want to hurt someone's feelings and it's not going to hurt anybody. And this is what Dr. Allen says, you know, somebody says, oh, isn't my doggy wonderful? Isn't he so cute? And it's like it's underbite. It's hair missing hair and it's got one flop ear and it's, you know, a strange looking dog. A lie for love is, oh, it is. It's so cute. What are you going to do? Say, no, your dog is ugly as sin? No. There's certain things when you have to just, it's a graceful way to back out of a situation.
And also kind of keep the communication between the other person and you friendly.
Yes.
Starting to fight.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do the life for love just in order to be cordial. It's kind of cordial as well.
Being cordial. It's social graces. It's social grace. It's part of being socialized. And nowadays there's such little social grace because of all people are communicating by texting and emails, mainly texting. And it's short sound bites and
yes.
it's shorthand. And there's very little social graces because of that.
I know. That is. It's sad because you don't really get the full picture. You don't get the emotions. And you just get little tidbits. And it can be confusing where the other person hears your text message incorrectly. And they may get a dig and then be mad at you when that's not the texter had no intention of that.
Right. And people should watch some of the PBS British shows when the people speak in flowery ways of speaking. The old-fashioned way of speaking is so genteel. And then now it's like curt and abrupt.
I know. Yeah. So it's getting on to the 5 o'clock hour. So we will take some more questions, but we will be starting the dream interpretation. Patricia, since we have a couple minutes, do you want to go ahead and talk about dreams?
I do. Now, I first mentioned my book, and it is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. But the main title is The Dream Class by moi, Patricia Eltinge, Eltinge. And I go in the three most important things I teach in my book, besides the fact that it's a beautiful coffee table style book with dream-like photographic images of my photography as well. But my main three points I want to get to is how to capture your dreams and what dream symbols mean. And how our dreams relate to our daily lives. So I've been helping people for over 30 years in the healing arts. And in the last 20-something years, I got deeper into the dream work. And it is such a direct line from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind, connecting the dots to your waking life. And we can come to resolve so many of our issues when we start understanding our dreams. They aren't just little frivolous fantasies for like little movies. They're for fun. They are sometimes they're fun, sometimes they're scary, but they are bringing us valuable messages from the depths of our unconscious, bubbling up through our subconscious, trying to get to our conscious mind. So here I am for you to facilitate you into understanding the messages that you know more than you know. So what I teach people, when people have been with me for a long time, years even, they tell me, and I know this to be true, I'm teaching them how to connect to their own sixth sense. And we all have it. It is just not honed. So that's what we do. Right, Sue?
I'm sorry. I'm on the other.
That's very good. So I'm just saying that's right. So this is what we do. And the dream interpretation also segues in to every relationship in our life, because our relationships with other people are affecting us. Our relationships.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I'm here for you.
Oh, hi. How
back.
Are you?
Oh, okay. You're on the call with Patricia.
Oh, hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm very good, and I'm waiting for a question from you.
Okay.
Or a dream,
so
if you have
it. Yes, I had a dream, and I can't wait to tell you about it. So, it was, you know, I walked in a room. There was a guy who was going to propose to my friend, and my friend is a female. So
in the dream,
yes. Good. It was sort of like a proposal ceremony, and I saw him sitting on a table with my ex-boyfriend and talking, but they didn't see me, you know, they didn't recognize that I was there, and they keep talking.
The two guys were talking,
mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. And then he sort of left without noticing I was there or anything. They said their goodbyes, and then when I was alone with my friend and then the guy who was going to propose to her, I was just like, you know, what did they say? And what did he say? What did you guys talk about? And that was all the dream. But I remember it was sort of like a cozy house and the two guys were talking, and I couldn't hear what exactly they were talking, but that was all the dream.
Well, give me the description in a nutshell, the character type of the two guys. One was your boyfriend and one was the other girl's fiance? Or a potential
he
fiance.
He was going to become, future fiance. So.
Yes. So what was he, did the one who was in this one, was your boyfriend, did he stay or they both left? Both guys left?
No, he only left, but the guy who was going to propose to my friend, he stayed.
I see. So give me the character type of the one who was your boyfriend. Is he an actual boyfriend or in the dream, just a dream boyfriend?
No, he was actual boyfriend, ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Ex-boyfriend. Yeah. So can I have his character type, please?
He was very kind, very down to earth, and very peaceful, you know, very calm, and I felt really good with him.
Okay, I have a quick description of him. So he's representing an aspect of yourself, just so you know. So he's representing the aspect of you that has those attributes. So he is the one who left. And give me the character type of the proposer guy.
I didn't know much about him, but in terms of physical, it was opposite of normally what my friend goes for, you know.
But there was this communication between, and how did you perceive this other guy in the dream? How did you perceive him?
I didn't feel anything special, you know, I was just like, that's really cool. They're getting, he's going to propose, you know, but I sort of like, I was wondering why those two are talking to each other, you know.
Okay.
They don't know each other.
No, they do, because it's aspects of yourself. They're both aspects of yourself. The new guy represents your future dream guy, let's say. But the other guy represents yourself that is the peaceful, down to earth, earthy side of you. But in our dreams, when you dream of a man in your dreams, you're dreaming of your feeling-centeredness. So you have feelings. What was going on in your life prior to this dream where you're having the peaceful side of you was being exposed, the down-to-earth, peaceful, nice side of you you were feeling? What was happening like the day before this dream, let's say, or that week?
Actually, it was pretty a stressful week, you know.
It was stressful.
Yeah, and I was ready to give up on dating.
Mm-hmm. Well, he walked away. One of them walked away. So in this, the peaceful side of you walked away. So it left you. You. There was that side of you that eliminated themselves from your world in this dream. So this is relating to that. So what are you doing in your life to bring back that sense of peaceful earthiness?
Actually, I'm struggling to find that peace again, you know, to find that good feeling. It's been a long time since I haven't felt that peace. So I'm really desperate to find it.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do now, because our dreams bring us the messages of what we need to do in our life to fix our life. And in this dream, it disappeared. It left the dream. So you want to get back that feeling of peace and earthiness and all those things you mentioned that describe that character. So you want to own that for yourself again. So let's get down to business. Now, the dream is just a springboard for the work you need to do. So you in the dream also, there's a proposal going on, a potential proposal. Is that something you want in your life, being
yes.
married?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a desire for you. I say to you, one thing you do is get my book, number one. But number two, keep a journal by your bed, a spiral notebook will do. And close your eyes and say, how can I regain my peaceful, down-to-earth feelings, number one, and how can I regain that, recapture that feeling so that I can be married one day? Those are questions you write down. You pose the questions to your subconscious mind in the book, in the pad beside your bed before you go to sleep, so that your subconscious mind can start working on it for you and give you some guidance. We all have our own spiritual guides inside our subconscious mind. And here, this dream brought you this beautiful message saying you need to do something about this because you're not at peace and you're not going to be able to achieve your goal of being proposed to if you don't have your peacefulness first. So now what are we going to do? You ask yourself, what can I do to bring back that feeling of earthiness and peace? And what were the other attributes?
Calm and kind. He was very
I want you to write down all of those words that you just said to me, which were attributes that you miss having.
Okay.
And ask your... in your dream book, ask how you can regain those. And I can help you dig, but you need to ask your own subconscious mind, what can I be doing or not doing? Sometimes it's not doing to bring back my sense of peace and calm and earthiness. Let's talk about it right now. What do you think it is? What is holding us back from living like so? The beauty of maturity and experience, life experience, is if we get the lesson, if we get a painful lesson from one, we won't do that one again. We won't do that lesson again. So trust in that.
Got to. Okay, this is interesting. That was not what I thought the dream was meaning at all.
It's about you and your picker.
Got to. Yeah, okay, well, those are some good suggestions for...
Those are the tools that you carry with you now. You have a new set of tools. You won't be repeating old lessons. You learned them already. Trust in that. And I gather you are out there dating and you've got you're learning with have the three guys. Well, go for it, Tiger Lily.
Right.
You have some guys that you have somebody that is, you have a number one, a number two, and a number three.
I have, I guess maybe a third. Yeah, sort of. He's sort of a dud, but I definitely have.
That's okay. That's okay. You rank them 1, 2, and 3.
Oh yeah, that's true. So then I do have a 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so you have a 1, a 2, and a number one is on top, number two, and a number three. So here you are. You're the bachelorette now.
Right.
And so I don't want you to focus too much on one. That's the whole point. Dr. Allen always talked about in her book, Getting to I Do, the Bible of dating, is keep a number one, a number two, and a number three so you don't focus too much on one.
Got you. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so what are you doing? You're dating them all? You're trying to give them each one a little of you? Little yes. time? Okay.
Yes, so there's definitely one that's trying to get the most time, and he's the most available.
Okay, but I want you to be available. You're available to him, right? That's right. Being in the feminine position is you being available.
Yes, available. This is true.
Okay. Good.
I don't know.
Baggage are we willing to get rid of? What baggage can we empty and not carry around with us? Realization or release some of that weight. You won't be able to have a flourishing life, and your way through life will get T-boned. You are self-sabotaging yourself in your waking life with this overemphasis on your need. I think you need to balance your life a little bit better. It needs to be better balance in this area. It's too much weight and burden for you.
Oh, man. Okay.
Your subconscious mind didn't make this up. It's your dream.
No, I feel the weight. I just don't know how to fix it.
That's the next thing you pose in your dream book. How can I fix and reduce the weight of this situation in my life? Are you writing that down?
Yeah.
How can I reduce the weight and burden of this situation in my life so that I can move forward?
Gotcha. So then our subconscious will help give us the answers.
It will gave you this one. You asked and you received. So here we are. And I thank you for calling in with it.
Thank you. I had the dream and I was like, you did not give me any sort of answer to my question.
Oh, ho. You got an answer that is more work to be done. So you pose the next question. We keep going and going and going down the rabbit hole like Alice.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll pose that question tonight and I'll call you back next week.
All righty. Good. Good work. Really great.
Love it. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. That was a good session there.
Well, that's what we do. We get in there. We get right in there and get it out. And we go deep and get it out.
True. We have about another 15, 20 minutes for dreams. If anybody's out there listening, if you want to call, it's 323-203-0815. This is 10 more minutes. Patricia, do you have anything else to say? I know you were cut off about the dreams when the last...
My book and what I do? Yeah. Well, I can be reached through my website, which is thedreamclass.com, and contacting me through there, or my office number, everything we see, touch, taste, and feel. Okay. Well, that in our sleep... In the period of sleeping called the glymphatic state, the glymphatic system, where the brain is cleansing itself, well, that's when we are organizing all the data we've collected. Some of it is paper shredded and out the window, so the rest of it is organized and stored as to be used later when needed. So we have this whole... A filing system in our brains. It's just amazing. And so that's why when I'm reading people's dreams with them, they are using symbols that they've picked up and stored for different purposes. So there's a whole cast of characters of every person you've ever met, every character type to depict the different aspects of yourself, because everyone and everything in your dream is an aspect of yourself. And it's trying to bring you to consciousness for your personal growth and transformation. And if we're not using it, we're missing the boat. I really want to share this work with people because we can move forward so much more easily and gracefully if we understand the messages that we know. Our conscious mind actually filters a lot just so that we can get through the day. But our subconscious mind, our unconscious mind, is completely unfiltered. It's the real deal. It's how we really think and feel and perceive the life, our lives around us.
So
when we understand how we...
About the Wan Institute and her work with her ladies groups, and she also does her life scripts, and she could tell you a little bit more about how she funded the Wan Institute and what it represents. We have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Great. This is Patricia. Yeah, this is Patricia Elton. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you? Sorry, I just...
That's okay. Let's go.
Oh, I was just calling to say I had a success story with the Hi Bye letter, and I just wanted to call and share that.
Oh, we love that. We absolutely love that. Let's hear it.
What, the whole story or the letter?
Share with us your success story.
Met online and had a great first date, and I maybe was a little bit over intense and scared him away a little bit. And so I gave him the 8 weeks and he didn't come back. And so I sent him a hi bye through text and basically followed the standard formula. And he responded about 2 hours later, and we've been together for 3.5 months now. So,
oh bless you. Yeah. See, the tools work. We have so many good tools. And this is what Sue teaches and Dr. Pat teaches in the classes. Have you been in any of the classes, or you just learned here online?
I haven't. I mostly listen to the podcast and then the books.
Wonderful. The book,
a couple times.
Great. Well, Dr. Pat's book was Getting to I Do, which is wonderful. And her other book, most recent book, is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And it just shows you're following the tools, and it's a wonderful thing when you are patient, passive, receptive, and receptive to learning something new and doing something differently than you did in the past.
Exactly. My boyfriend said that I said everything he wanted to hear, and that like got him. Like, he's just like, you just said everything perfectly. And I was like, oh, perfect.
So, oh, wow. Beautiful. Bless your heart. Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. Terrific.
That was a nice story. Since we have no more callers, we're going to wind the show down unless we get callers in the next couple minutes. But do you have anything you want to say, Patricia, before we end this call, before we end the show?
Yeah, I really want to stress, too, when people say they have bad dreams sometimes or nightmares, all dreams wish us well. That's one thing Dr. Pat impressed upon people. And as I was doing this work over the many years, and I suffered as a child from what we then called nightmares, but now we just refer to them as scary dreams with scary images. But all dreams wish us well. And I will leave you all with this wonderful quote from Lao Tzu, the ancient Chinese philosopher, which is, watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character, it becomes your destiny. And that means in every aspect of your life and all your relationships and at the doctor's office, at the bank, and every personal relationship.
Perfect. Thank you. Please join us next week. We're going to have Dr. Allen on again, and Patricia Elton to do questions. And we'll also have the dream class, the dream interpretation. So write down your dreams and share them with us next week. I want to just say thank you, Patricia, and thank you for LA Talk Radio. And we will see you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.